It's a thing we want to do, to have more concerts and to travel more and meet more people and meet more bands and play and hear more music and, you know, experience it.
Yes, that's our
goal. So this is the goal, this is the moving part.
Totally.
So all the things that we work in Zagreb, like, you have to pay the rent and everything else. And everything else is, like, a big scope. So you need to make something, because music only gets you to move further with music. You need to know. Yeah, you cannot just make a living out of it, but you can move and go forward. So we're looking forward to organizing more tours. I don't know, France, Spain, Italy, and we had a really lousy experience at Swiss borders, so we were like, no more borders. We will, you know, Switzerland, beautiful, great, but with borders and this...
we don't like borders.
We don't like borders.
But yeah, they hold it up, they did hold up you for 3 hours, no?
We came on the Austrian side at 4 o'clock. And we have this, like, ATA carnet, this temporarily import-export papers for the equipment. So you need to get this all with the customs. And first there was some problem with the papyrology on the Austrian side. And also one guy told me, like, when I asked him to speak English, he was like, das hier ist Österreich, wir sprechen nur Deutsch hier, something like that. And I was like, what the fuck? And okay, so... Sarah calmed me down. Okay, everything cool, we'll wait. 5 o'clock, his chief comes in, looks at this. We pay, we go on, we come to the Swiss border, and so we have this ATA carnet, and we have some t-shirts. And the woman asked me, do you have some t-shirts? And I was like, yeah, we have some. Oh, you have to wait because t-shirts are not listed here. And so you have to wait 6 o'clock till my boss comes here. So it's 5 o'clock then. And we wait 6 o'clock. And then she tells us we have to wait 7:30 because this is not her area, t-shirts. She cannot do anything.
It's like, just wait for like 40 minutes. And after that, it's like, just wait like for 2.5 hours. And we were like eating sandwiches and sitting there like
quietly hating her
junkies and reading our
Sarah was actually
comics.
Playing the guitar in one moment.
And Sarah was playing guitar outside. And I was reading comics, Dylan Dog comics, and laughing eating sandwiches in front of them.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Yeah,
and nobody likes borders.
Yeah. But also one question: when you said you added music and earning a living, is that you as a band, is that paying you
Just to keep us forward, moving as a band, not to make a living.
Yes, we do get paid, but it's always like she said. It's always like we get paid for like record a new thing, you know. Just now we have plans to record another album, and we have money for that, and that's it, you know. We collect money for to record something because it's very expensive. And that's our politics, you know. We are not dividing money on four of us. We are just like collecting it for record some new stuff.
To go for
and, to I don't know, buy some merch or something like that. That's our politics. It's like everything. Like we are some kind of socialists in that kind of a point. Collecting
marriage, I tell you, marriage, everything is shared, finance, everything.
Kind of marriage,
And then we have other work besides.
So she works in a financial institution. She's really great with numbers and computers. She's a designer. Tanya actually works what she does. She works with video and in montage and
consulting.
Consulting?
Yes, Sara is consulting.
Sara is a consultant. That's the title. And I'm a freelancer.
And she is like doing also everything and finishing her college.
Yeah, so like 1,000 like years college. Mechanical engineer.
Let's see that diploma thing.
No, in the meantime, I get by with the freelancing and translation and stuff.
Yeah,
like
she's
that.
Translating, but she is like, what does your degree? What is it? It's like
it's a mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering. We are waiting for that. We are waiting for that. You know. Yeah.
Nobody's waiting for that anymore.
We want to have a mechanical engineer. In a band, yeah, that's it.
It's just the title.
Just kidding.
Yeah, so you need to just work around it and, you know, divide time or combine time together, like this professional time and this Zen time and maybe just personal time and all this. So it's not actually just, you know, really easy to be in a band and to move forward as a band in all these aspects, but it's worth it. So, I mean, it is. Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
Just ask us some more.
I was really curious also to hear a little bit about the songs, because we don't understand the text.
Of course.
If you can tell us a little bit, just
We can tell you something. Well, I'm usually reading the text for the song, and usually there are just some kind of messages. One of our friends said like our texts are like some kind of SMS messages, and that was the closest thing
to describe it.
And we have like song that's called Voda je more, and it's like water is a sea, you know, sea is
literally
water, you know. And that's some kind of a word play, because it's in where Sara is from, call the sea, you know, it's a sea.
More.
When you're coming, when you're going into a sea, you're going into sea. And where I'm from, we are calling it like water, you know. I'm going into water. And then that was a situation where two of us are together, and I was telling her I'm going to water, and she was telling to me, no, you are going into a sea, and I said, no, I'm going into a water, and she was, no, you are going into a sea, and I said, fuck it, water is a sea, you know. Water is a sea. I didn't tell like sea is water, you know, but water is a sea also, you know. So that was
there
it,
is
like
a text for a song.
That was a text for a song, you know. Screw you, guy. this song will be like what we see. Yeah.
So the texts are really short, and but their meaning is that they have the meaning supports the lyrics, and they're like also a structure of the whole musical part. It's
yes, ako nas nećemo se dati dok naše nije. We have some kind of a maybe little bit political, sentences like we are not giving up until our thoughts are clear. Yeah, you know, we also have a song that we are like repeating over and over.
And this is also a repetitive rhythm. That, you know, it goes like a march, and it's, you know, you cannot divide like the meaning of lyrics, but you can also enjoy the vocals and the lyrics without understanding them. But also there is this message in them that's
We also have one song that that is like describing a person's life, but in a two gender, in a male and a female gender, and I'm singing in a male and a female gender, and I'm just like changing it, you know. It's like,
but it's in a first persona.
First person changing two genders and personally, something like that. And so we are playing with all of this stuff. We are not directly, you know, some kind of a... We don't have a politics to, you know, to get to the people. We are just, like, trying to do some our thinkings to be, you know, closer to... We are trying to get our thoughts closer to the crowd, like everyone else, but in our own way. That's it.
One question. What when you say we are not giving up until the thoughts are clear, only to understand it, what do you mean with clear? Until you know it, or clear like...
Yeah, it's. I think that the lyrics cannot just. also.
You know, it's like. It's some kind of a protest thinking. You know, it's like we have some opinion that we would like to share with everyone, and we are not giving up until our opinion is like some kind.
It has
some kind of a worth, you know.
To deliver it.
Yes, in that kind of way, because the text is going on. Sveostena konas.
Everything. So the following of the text is. We left. Not.
We
left.
Are leaving everything behind.
No, no. But everything is left behind. So this is the literal translation. Fuck it, I'm a translator, I cannot translate.
Yes, it's like some kind of a... We are leaving all behind us, so we are leaving also our thoughts behind us, you know? So it's like some kind of a little bit deeper meaning, you know? We are leaving everything we say behind us, you know? People who will...
The thing with the lyrics is that people should, you know, when they hear the lyrics, interpret them in their own way.
In that special song, it's like that. It's like we are leaving everything behind us, so we are leaving also our thoughts behind us, and that's it, you know.
And they're yours too, you know, too.
And we are not giving up in it. So if we want to say something, we will say it, and we want it to someone. We want someone to hear it, you know. That's it, something like that.
And maybe also bump into it when it's behind. I mean, that somebody else can.
Yeah,
bump
into
it.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, anyway,
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's it. Because the songs, when you are listening, I grew up on like Joy Division, Pink Floyd, and everybody else in the rock music, and they had some kind of a lyrics that usually were hitting me, you know.
And you cannot describe the way, why they, like, but it has some.
They
you know,
had
it connects
some kind of a power, you know, on me, and we were just like saying it through that song, you know, particular. It will hit you, you know?
Yeah.
and we were saying it. That's the point, you know. That's happening, you know. That's why lots of people write some interesting songs, because they wanted to have their thoughts like spread out, you know, so everybody could hear it and think about it, you know.
And I understood, I'm not giving up until my thoughts are clear to myself. So this is also another direction.
Yeah, that's also quite fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, like,
it's not like
one of my personal favorite artists is Tori Amos, and I love her lyrics. It's also what it's beautiful, and when you first hear it, first you need to interpret it to yourself, and it's like you have this process of understanding these lyrics, and at first these words have no meaning, they're just beautiful pictures and they fit in as pictures, and then these pictures start to make connections inside you, like these emotions and everything, and then you understand it, but you cannot explain it, but you get it, it gets to you in this other levels. So that's how I see also Eva's lyrics, and sometimes, yeah, all the expressions in music, you know, it's maybe what I wanted to say and express, but to me this means this, and to you this will mean something completely different, because you hear it and process it in, yeah. But that's the main point. The thoughts are here, and you just need to, don't need, but you interpret it in your own way. So it's the lyrics. Also, when I...
Pandoras Box auf Radio Lora 97,5 MHz. Wir sind mitten in einem Interview mit der Band Shen.
Also, when I heard some lyrics from Eva, I'm also like, she comes with the text, and I'm like, okay, wait, okay, and you know, this process of getting in and then writing music on this, I mean playing music, not writing, I don't know how to write it, lyrics. And
there were also one period when I tried to motivate Ivona and Sara to write something.
She was writing
some songs, but not for the band. She just like had her like black book and writing something, and I told her like, give it to me, like I want to see what are you writing.
And she took like three
and I took
lyrics
like percent. I said to her, oh, this is good. Like I take like three sentences. Like that's it. This is for our new song. That's it. I'm taking it. That was it, because I was actually you know, I had to do it, because I told her like give me some words, give me, and she was all, no, I don't know, I'm just writing stupid things, you know, I'm blah blah blah, and then I just like, this is going into a song, back off. That was it. But Sarah is a little bit better. She's giving the texts, but she...
We have some texts, and we didn't work out these songs.
Yeah, she's usually writing it in English, and we...
Wait, which song was in English?
Yeah, she had some texts in English, and I said to her, but we are like having a Croatian song, you know? have to like translate it or something. And when she translated it, I said, no, this is not quite good.
Yeah, come on. Come on, try and translate yesterday from Beatles.
Yes,
I mean, come on.
Yes, also. Yeah, yeah, we were doing that. But we were, yes, we were translating yesterday and Hey Jude.
You can't, it's just language. Like, I don't know if these words would have any meaning if you sing it in another language, because they're also the expression of the word and the meaning is also connected to the sounding in some particular language. So the saying in Croatian, I mean, I love the flow of the
Voda e More. Okay.
It's just,
you know, you have a talent, but you are not using it.
Oh,
you are so lazy.
Now it's
yeah. That's
confession
about it.
Time. Thank you, yeah. Eva. Thank you.
You're fucking lazy.
Yeah.
And not willing to give.
And okay, next question.
You don't want to sing in English?
Yes, because Ivona is speaking the most fluently English of all of us, and we always admire her English, and we are thinking, like, Sara and I are thinking please, and Sara are thinking, like, we cannot, like, wrote those kind of you know, wonderful texts on English like we can write.
But there's no need. Croatian is beautiful
Yes, and we know
music.
Croatian, you know, very well, so we want to have, like, some kind of a, you know, meaning.
You can always explain the words and
deeper
translate
sentences
them
and something like that, and we cannot, we could do it on English, but it could be, like, something simple, you know. It's like, it's not our language, so we want to express ourselves or on our language.
I don't know, it can be also, you know, when it's simple, it can also be direct, you know, like brutally.
And
direct.
We love Croatian also. We like love the language.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I can never imagine Jean singing in English, just because of the sounding, and for start, you don't have phoneme Ž. and for end, I really like the flow of words in music, and they fit in with the rhythm and with the, yeah.
And just when we were when we are writing music and lyrics and everything, the feeling of the song is always written in a music, in a instrumental parts, you know. So instrumental parts are always carrying the feeling of the song. So the lyrics are some kind of a thing that goes on with it. It's not something that's very important that you can understand song. Music is very important in the genre to understand songs, and lyrics are going with the flow, with the music. So it's something like that. Yeah, we usually do things like that. Yeah.
Maybe also as one question, because on the poster of the concert yesterday, it was written that you play feminist indie with crowd post and math rock influences. And so, I mean, what does feminism mean to you? I mean, also in this context of music, but also, yeah, maybe later we can talk also a little bit about in the daily life. Yeah.
I don't know, it's really musical scene, it's still mostly men dominated, and it's still really weird to see women on stage performing and, you know, to get the same amount of respect and value as her male colleagues get. And it's but just by being doing all the stuff, you know, organizing concerts, going around, traveling on tours, carrying the heavy equipment by ourselves, doing everything, knowing the techniques, knowing the sound, knowing the equipment, makes it a little bit queer in there, because we don't play only in queer places. We also play in really like mainstream places sometimes, and it's just what we are. We are lesbians, we are queer, we have these expressions, we don't hide it, and it's just the way of what we are, and it's expressed through our music and also through the lyrics, with this gender confusion and with the direct lyrics that you can understand female context and relationship. So it's we are expressing it. So in this way, yeah, we are, you know, being assertive with what we are towards feminism, towards queer, towards all this specter. And also we support queer scene and our label is a queer feminist label from Vienna, On Records. They're real great. A lot of great bands there, a lot of great people. And yes, when I mentioned that we play a lot on queer places and feminist places and happenings, and so yes, it's what we support as a band, as a reflection of what we are, and in real life, you know. Personally, I'm not like outspoken activist and active in NGOs or something like that, but I don't hide who I am, and I openly support, you know, all the stuff that I can support in my community.
Yeah, that's the main thing of Eugène, because we are not, you know, we are not like trying to convince somebody about something. We are just who we are. So we are queer, we are feminists, we are lesbians and everything, and we are not like trying to convince somebody into it, you know. We are not trying to like bump somebody with it. We are just like that, and we just like act like that, and we are writing songs like that, and it's like it's our kind of a way of thinking, our kind of a way of responding things and everything. So we did get to lots of strange situation with other people because of it, because we were like doing some stuff. People were like, don't you have any kind of a man to help you? You know, we did get in those situations. We do get still in those situations commonly.
Funny situations.
Yeah, but it's our fight, you know. It's like we are just clear about what we want to do. We are not refusing help, but we, you know, we are just like
there was
have
a,
our kind
situation
of a
in
deal with stuff, and it's like that. And we also have had people who are helping us, who are going with us on a tour. We don't choose people about on a gender or we just choose people who are like into it, you know. That's important for us. No?
There's this situation I wanted to talk about, like in Rijeka. So remember?
Yeah.
So we're in this like mainstream place playing, and a lot of nice people and dear people came there, and it was really great atmosphere in a club. And so we came there in the afternoon, and we really have our equipment. We load it up on stage. We can set it up in 15 minutes, really, alone. Just give us the time and space, and we can set it up, and we'll be ready for, you know, sound check. And there were like two guys, one on the tom pad and one is like helping. And I don't know which one was less capable of doing his job. But yeah, we were like patient and we were like waiting for them. And like situation, you have monitors and you say,